Welcome to Relationship CPR, the program that helps you live out Romans 12:18. I'm your host, Ron Price, relationship speaker, humorist, and author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox book series. Our topic today is Healthy Ways to Manage Conflict, Part 3. If you're just tuning in, obviously there's been a Part 2 and a Part 1 available on the archives. Please go back and listen. I think you missed some pretty good information. Last time, we talked about the importance of responding rather than reacting. And we made the distinction that reacting takes no thought whatsoever. You just, whatever comes to mind or heart, you're just going to do it. Responding, on the other hand, is choosing the best course of action. Brings to mind a quote I read years ago from George Thompson, the author of Verbal Judo. He said, "Never use words that rise readily to your lips, or you'll give the greatest speech you'll ever live to regret." And oh, where was he when we needed him, right? We've all done things like that. We've said things in anger that as soon as the words are out of our mouth, we wish we could grab them back, and we just can't do that. So form the habit of responding, not reacting. We also talked about that in terms of avoiding or preventing emotional hijacking. Don't interact with others, if you're upset anyway, from your emotional brain. Obviously, we need the emotional brain. God gave it to us for a reason, but it's not a good decision maker. Just take my word on that. You've already found that out for yourself. I'm just reminding you. Don't make decisions from your emotional brain. Respond. Don't react. So let's look at a few more tips today. One, if you ever find yourself in an ongoing dispute with someone, and by ongoing, what I really mean is the same issue seems to come up again and again and again. You put it down, but over time, after some days, weeks, months, maybe seconds or hours, it comes back again, and you put it down, but it comes back again. What you're likely dealing with there is a hidden issue that you've never addressed. You've never identified it, and if you haven't identified it, well, hello, you haven't addressed it. So in most all situations, there are the surface issues, the presenting problem, if you will, what we think the dispute is about. And we need to deal with that, of course. But most of the time, if not always, there are deeper issues. There are hidden issues of respect, of appreciation, of hurt feelings, of I could go on, but I'm not going to. There are hidden issues. My challenge is that you need to figure out what those hidden issues are. Otherwise, yeah, you'll be on that merry-go-round, and the issues will just come up and up and up from time to time. You put them down, but it's kind of like putting a Band-Aid on a cancer, if you will. You're just looking to put it away as if it's not a big deal, but it is, especially because of the hidden issue that is not in your awareness at the moment. So here's one tip that you can do. Now, be careful with this. I'll warn you in advance. You do too much of this, you're going to be obnoxious and it won't be good. But the seven levels of why, I think this comes from Simon Sinek. The seven levels of why, if you're dealing with somebody and they're upset about something, ask them, what's got you upset right now? And listen for the answer. And then without agreeing, disagreeing, just say, well, why do you think that is? Okay. And let them speak and listen. Listen. We talked earlier in a prior session about the importance of seeking first to understand, then to be understood. How you and everyone you know want to be understood. So listen for that second answer and then keep going. Well, how would that impact? Or what difference would that make? Or what's behind that? Or what do you attribute that to? Again, don't just say, why? 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 I'll stop now before you slap me. But get that seven levels in there. And don't worry about seven. You may strike pay dirt at three levels or four or five. You may get to the hit. Oh, that's what it is. Great. Now we know how to address this situation because we're at the core level of it and we can do something constructive and positive. The seven levels of why. I promise you, practice it. Practice it. Have somebody do it for you. You're wrestling with an issue or a concern. Get a friend or a loved one to ask you the seven levels of why, to sort through your own thinking of how to deal with a conflict situation with someone else or a relationship struggle you may be having, whatever issue. Seven levels of why. Now, if you're going to manage conflict well and hope to resolve it, it's crucial that you keep an open mind that a resolution is possible. Because if you don't believe a resolution is possible, you're not going to put forth adequate effort, time or attention, what have you, resources, to resolve a matter that you think is not resolvable. So I want to ask you a question. Put on your math hat for a moment. Can you divide 17 by the number 2 and come out with an even number? Most of you are saying no. The answer is yes. Can you divide 17 by 6 and come up with an even number? And again, most of you can go back to your third grade arithmetic and say the answer is no. I'm telling you the answer is yes. Can you divide 17 by 9 and come up with a whole number, no fractions? If you're saying yes, I'm going to pause and ask you how you do it, but I'm telling you the answer is yes. Now, I need 30 seconds to see if I can remember how you do that. So stick around and I'll come back and I'll tell you how you can get full numbers.
If you're enjoying these informative tips from Ron Price, be sure to visit his website, ronprice.com. There you'll find helpful articles and posts he has written, plus information about a video course he recorded for churches and small group ministries. Again, that's ronprice.com. If you have a specific question or situation you're facing, you may email him at ron@ronprice.com. Again, that's ron@ronprice.com.
All right, we're back. And just before that break, I challenged you to be open to the possibility that if you're in a conflict situation, it might be resolvable. You may be able to find a resolution, because if you believe that, you're going to be more likely to keep looking for it until you find it. And then I asked you a math question. Can you divide 17 by 2, 3, or 9 and come up with whole numbers? And obviously you said no. I said yes. Here's how you do it. You just borrow one. 17 plus 1 is how much? Yeah, 18. Thank you. I did this in a group setting one time and a voice called out, 19. And I went, oh great, are they goofing on me or are they arithmetically challenged? But you have 18. Can you divide 18 by 2? Yeah, you sure can. You come up with 9. Borrow 1. 18 divided by 3, how much? 6. Borrow 1. 18 divided by 9 is 2. Add that up for me, would you please? 9, 6, and 2. I think you're going to find out that that adds up to 17. You can pay back the one that you borrowed. Now, stay with me. I know that's silly, and yet don't miss the point. There are solutions where sometimes it doesn't look like there are solutions. And sometimes we give up too soon. We just give up. Well, this can't be resolved. There's just no way, so we give up. I talked in a previous session about win-win or no deal for now. Let me give you a couple of thoughts. The LAOG, L-A-O-G, double reversal method. LAOG, you may guess, is goal spelled backwards. You have a goal of resolving a dispute. We'll start by saying, what if we didn't want to resolve this dispute? What would we do? How would we act? How would we treat each other if we didn't want to resolve our differences? And write it down and be serious. Oh, we'd do this and, you know, we'd send hate mail and we'd tell everybody and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go down that list. But once you've got a good list, you know what? Double reverse it. So what if we did want to resolve it? Well, obviously, we wouldn't do any of those negatives that we just listed. And that might engender creative thinking to come up with other ideas of ways to resolve, ways to get along better, ways to manage the conflict that exists between you. All right, here's one more. This is the NASA brainstorming model. If you ever saw the movie Apollo 13, this is how they got those astronauts back from a very dangerous situation. Three rules to this brainstorming rule. You've probably been in brainstorming sessions before that were a total waste of your time. You could have been anywhere else and it would have been a better place to be, better use of your time. You've also probably been in brainstorming sessions that were effective and reach some good conclusions. Let me give you three ground rules to have effective brainstorming sessions. You can do this in groups or just with one other human being. First, know why you're there. Make sure everybody knows what's on the agenda, what are we trying to address, what are we looking to solve, what have you. Make sure everybody knows why we're there. The second rule, if you think of a possible solution, a contribution to the cause of why we're there, say it. Don't filter, don't edit, oh, I don't like that. If you think it, you say it. It's the only time I advocate going right from the mind to the mouth. I've gotten in trouble for that in the past. But if you think it, you say it. Just call it out. But the third rule is crucial. Nobody else comments on anybody else's suggestions, at least not right then. In other words, John says, well, how about if we do this and this? If Mary were to say, John, did you take stupid pills this morning? That wouldn't How do you think John feels? Yeah, put down. Are we going to hear any more from John? No. But guess what? We're not going to hear any more from anybody else either because it's not safe anymore. Mary, don't do that. Just hush. Whoever's facilitating the session writes down the idea. Thank you, John. All right, who else? You get all the thoughts, then you can come back and filter. You can edit. John himself might say, you know, that idea that I was thinking, cross that off. I don't know what I was thinking. That won't work. Are his feelings hurt? No. Do we stifle input? No. So make sure you know why you're there. If you think it, you say it. Nobody else comments on anybody else's idea. It's a great brainstorming model. One final thought as I run out of time here. Look to do a trial period. Come up with a solution. We don't know if it's going to work or not. Let's try it and see and find out. Well, that's it for today's Relationship CPR. Our topic today was Healthy Ways to Manage Conflict, Part 3. I'm Ron Price. You can contact me, by the way, at 505-324-6328, 505-324-6328, or send me an email, ron@ronprice.com. You may want to order one of more of my books in the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series. They're available on Amazon. Or if you email me, ron@ronprice.com, I'll get you a Strong Tower Radio listener discount. This has been a Strong Tower Radio Network production. We'll look forward to being back with you next time.